Identify yourself with omnipotence. Received your note a while back, and have resolved many times to write you further, but other matters have kept getting in the way. Well, you are all hunky-dory, notwithstanding past misfortunes. Your integrity has never been assailed. In plain language, you are as good as ever. So today you can go forth with as much resolution and vitality as the most favored individual in the land, if you will cultivate the habit of identifying yourself every hour with omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. Now, study out what this means, and recognize how easy it is to follow the system. It is just as easy as it is for you to identify yourself with misfortune and weakness and other impositions. Put the latter out sternly, and lay hold of the others positively and expectantly. So doing, you will learn something of the power of everlasting life, its freedoms and satisfactions, and even joys. There is a universal belief that mortals are not well built. They do not even measure up to the wonderful one-horse chase. The result of the belief is that, after a time, they begin to play out at this point or the other. Those supposedly troubled areas you mention actually are part of a structure still a going concern. Years do not count. Silly mortals do the counting. Now the fact is that there is no such thing as a mortal. In other words, you and I have never departed from reality and regarded ourselves as less than members of the family of Melchizedek. Here is something for you to work on for days and weeks. The last two association letters have supplementary ammunition. I will pitch in too. And remind yourself to take it easy and not try to do all the work in the world. Quiet hours of meditation often prove more productive than just tearing around. Your letter deals in the words of eternal life, that life which is annihilation to age and mortality. Life, you see, is all. This whole truth and nothing but the truth is impaired the moment we say life and man. Because man and life are one and the same. Our difficulty begins when we try to separate them. God is all there is in the household you inhabit. It is not a case of God plus a troubled woman, or God plus age. It is a case where God is all there is to you. One of these days we shall become wise enough to see that age is an impostor. To eternal life, there can be no aging process, but only growth and expansion and continued youthfulness. The mind of the universe goes with you. Let it take form in your thinking as wisdom, cheerfulness, courage, and the determination to carry on. The life of the universe, likewise, goes with you. Let it take form in you as the exuberance of health, strength, perennial youthfulness, and majesty of being. These two radiant omnipotences called life and mind do take form in you, regardless of effort on your part. It is up to you to acknowledge the fact and enjoy the effect. This will keep you busy during your spare time and will bear abundant fruit.